Beautiful one. We are at the February new moon. And in some ways, this is going to feel like really the beginning of what would be your energetic new year. Even though I know we started out at 2020 feeling like a new year, and yes, that's laid a lot of foundation, we are at a point right now where the shift is going to feel like we're really entering into the new beginnings and a new birthing cycle of dreams and manifestations that are going to be shifting into light, shifting into life, coming alive. And you're going to see it begin to come into a clarity that's going to catalyze over the next couple of weeks. We just began this new moon coming into Mercury retrograde. And, you know, Mercury retrograde often gets a bad rap because that's when communication and things can get a little haywire. And it's all about recalibrating, course correcting, and clearing the channels of communication with ourselves, with the world, the connection around us, and giving us that clarity so that we have the connection in the direction that is in alignment to what we want to create, what we want to manifest, what we want to give intention to ignite into life. So this Mercury retrograde with this new moon is going to help us reshape a new beginning, a new way that we're showing up, a new way that we are expressing, valuing, and being in the world, in our lives. Not doing, the shift is happening where how we want to be will then move into what we will be doing, how we will be doing it, how we are valuing it. What are those dreams? We're not doing dreams now. We are being the dream that's coming alive, and how we're reshaping it then becomes the next action of how we're doing it. Getting in touch with what has been in the dark. The new moon is when we don't see the moon, yet it's in this alignment, magnified, boosting, amplifying. So it's what dreams have been in the dark inside, that the seeds of those dreams are ready to be planted. This is the season of it. Next month, we're going to hit the equinox, and that is when this is where you're going to feel a big energetic movement. In ancient traditions, it's often looked at as if the equinox is one of the most powerful times of the year. So right now, what has been hidden, whatever has been in the dark, now these are about your soul dreams. These are about the dreams that are true to your soul of what you want to create. And when you can look at what's been winding out of your life, what's been a long-standing struggle or source of suppression, that's going to help you see what's underneath that, that's true and real. This is that transition into the deeper truth. You've been transitioning to this, going deeper in your time of transition for whatever has felt slow and stagnant. And it's important for you to just know that what you've been going through has been taking you to the deeper truth of you, to your truthful knowing, to your inner guiding resonance for what is the new reality that is ready for you. You've been progressing to this passage point, to cross this new threshold. Let's embrace it. Take the time. Trust in the surrender to the truth that is your next new beginning. Because it's reshaping. Have you been feeling it? Literally, a reshaping is taking place. Your inner guidance is bursting you forward in a new way. And it's creating like a strong line and a boundary being drawn for these new beginnings. Like what is acceptable, what is not. And using that contrast to know clearly the direction of the new beginnings that are going to be planted in the seeds of dreams right now that are speaking loud and clear, ready to be lived. Having that heartfelt moment to honor this new reality for you is what this new moon is about. And then taking this time as we go through the Mercury retrograde, and then next we're going to be coming upon a super full moon where it's really going to open up the energy because it's going to be the strongest super full moon of the year going into the equinox energy before the next new moon. And I want you to take in right now the power of planting the seeds. Because what comes next, once you plant the seeds, like all this work you've been doing has been clearing you to this point to make space, to plant those seeds of dreams. Because the materialization is going to take shape for you. That's what the energy is right now. It's going to take shape for you. Materializing and manifesting into something real. And planting these seeds with clarity, clear intentions. The long-term cycle of clearing old patterns, sabotage, stubborn past distress is finding completion for the new to be born. And your new beginnings are here. So define those dreams that have been in the dark. Whatever has been shackled for you is shaking loose. So claim your intentions. This manifesting time that we're moving into, especially with Mercury retrograde, giving us a time to deeply define and get clear so that the channels open up. You know, I like to describe that Mercury retrograde will feel like a slowing down with what we're manifesting, but planting those seeds are quintessential right now because it's allowing them to get rooted and to name it, to claim it. And then when the manifestation in the next couple of weeks starts to speed up, we will have the clarity and the clear channel for it to manifest quickly. And the reason why we get this slowing down period of Mercury retrograde to tune into, what do we want to create? What do we want to create with a clarity in that is like I describe it as if you're going down the road 100 miles an hour. Yeah, so you're going to manifest like quickly. It's happening fast, but let's say you're off course. The impact and the devastation could be much more greater. That's why we get the slowing down, and it's actually a powerful time to tune in to that clarity and actually move through what is next over the next couple of weeks with a clear intention, energetic posture, soul posture, energetic intelligence, with understanding what we're wanting to be creating and really having that clarity with a non-reactive, quick-to-react energy. So that when we kind of wind out of Mercury retrograde and manifestations really will be hitting the equinox and manifestations really start to speed up, you're on course. You're manifesting what you want. The intentions are becoming real. They're materializing. So one of the most significant things to remember about this cycle, what we're coming into in revealing and transitioning into the deeper truth of you and trusting it and revealing what's real, what's ready to be realized, you know, brought into reality, is the being first. Like a rose doesn't effort and try with this hardship to be a rose. It just unfurls its true essence. It is being a rose that is unfolding in its own becoming. So this new moon is the become. And I want you to think about your be and the coming, what you are becoming, and having those intentions and those seeds that are true come alive for you. As you do your new moon intention, where you're pen to paper, intended to God, to the universe, to source, all those intentions of what you'd like to create, those seeds of dreams, what you can do in addition, this is a part of one of the sessions inside the Remarkable Souls for the soul-inspired manifesting, is you can write yourself a letter after you're looking over all your intentions that you'd like to create. You can write yourself a letter of what will your life feel like 90 days from now as you plant these seeds of intentions. And in this letter, you write yourself a letter. What will your life feel like? What will your experience be 90 days from now? And then take this letter and read it every day and just marinate in that energy for 3 minutes. This can sound like a lot, but it's so simple and so powerful, because what this does is it radiates and resonates the cooperative energies that want to collaborate and help bring this about for your own miraculous impact by strengthening the rooting. It's nourishing the seeds and watering the dreams. So tune into what's going to make you feel good right now. There's been a lot of deep, heavy lifting for the transformations that have been coming through, for the transformations that have been taking you to this point of long-standing transition that is getting to the truth of this moment in time for your new beginnings. So over the course of the next couple of days, make the commitment to yourself, to honor yourself. Less screen time and more dream time. So create your ritual. It's really the sacred honoring of giving yourself time to align with what's ready to come through for you. And then if you want to enhance or magnify the intentions, the manifesting intentions, the hopes, the dreams, and what you want to create for your new beginnings here in this new cycle, you can write yourself a letter of what your life will feel like and be like 90 days from now, and invite yourself in to read this once a day and holding the energy space to marinate in those feelings for 3 minutes. All you got to do is put on a song, put on the timer with your phone, and then be in the presence of that energy, and then watch the miraculous manifestations that will unfold from there. You have the power. The power is now. The power wants to come through. Let it be true for you, what's ready for you. And if you want more deeper dives on any of this stuff, you can join me inside Remarkable Souls. We're going to be starting the Soul Stamina Plan 2020 in the month of March. And you, my beautiful one, the world needs your dreams to come alive. Use this time to let the magic of your heart be seen and dream alive the beautiful, remarkable life that is yours. You are worth it. Shine on. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.